During the KMUD Spring Membership Drive, Education by the People for the People, KMUD News will be highlighting educational programs here on the North Coast. Tonight, we feature the upcoming after-school Bluegrass Club in this interview with the California Bluegrass Executive Director, Pete Lude, and Jason and Ilaria Billard from Helps on the Way.
I'm Pete Lude. I'm the Executive Director of the California Bluegrass Association. That's a nonprofit that was started 50 years ago to preserve and promote bluegrass music, but mostly it's about bringing communities together using the unifying language of music. And for about 30 years, the CBA has had a pretty robust youth program, and it's resulted in some very talented kids coming out, including some Grammy Award winners that came up through our program, and just a lot of other people who haven't made music a profession, but have made it an important part of their life growing up. And we really have been working hard for the last couple of years to find a way to bring it to underserved communities that don't have good arts education, don't have performing arts and music in their classrooms. And this one is now called the After School Bluegrass Club, will be launching starting in April, right there in southern Humboldt County.
So this program is for all the kids in the community from 8 years old to 12 years old.
There's nothing really happening for the youth. I mean, there's sports activities, but there's not really arts and music kind of going on in Southern Humboldt. So we decided that, you know, the ones who are interested in that, we could try to give them somewhere to have that outlet. And starting this school was one of the, you know, the main motivators for that.
The name of this program is After School Bluegrass Club, ABC.
We started it for the Southern Humboldt community, but it's for all the kids in Humboldt County. I grew up in a very rural area that's a little bit more rural than this, you know. It was just farms, and it was, you know, cabbage, potato farms, and just regular kind of farms, you know. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing for kids to do, but except we all had music. Like, I grew up in a bluegrass family, and we every Friday we started, and we didn't stop until Sunday evening when everybody had to go to bed. You know, it was constant, just bluegrass. And, you know, it was kids playing from 4 years old up to, you know, people that were 85 and 90. And I saw what it did for our community, and I feel it could do the same here.
The program will be 10 weeks, Friday afternoons, at the Bryceland Beginnings Octagon Building. And it's an hour class. I will be starting kids out on guitar because that's a good universal instrument, not too hard to be able to pick up and play before too long. We'll be introducing some of the other bluegrass instruments that you know and love, like mandolin, banjo, bass, and fiddle.
We're borrowing the instruments from the California Bluegrass Association, and we'll do the maintenance and upkeep. And then if anybody wants to donate instruments, they can donate instruments to us, and then we'll do the upkeep and maintenance of those instruments and provide those for the kids.
We will have two classes, one at 2:30, 3:30 on every Fridays. And then the second one will be from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
We're probably going to have around 20 spots for the first session. And then we'll have those same 20 can go to the next session. And then we'll have like another 20 more starting, and at some point we'll have more teachers and expand that.
So we're trying to have, you know, a really fun environment, but also to be very conscious of, following good classroom protocols and best practices for education.
The biggest thing around it is going to be the community, because what we're trying to do is have the school, and then after the school at like 5 o'clock every Friday, we're inviting anyone that can play an instrument to come and sit around, you know, the wood stove or the campfire, whatever we have, to just play and share.
And then after the second class, like Jason said, 5 p.m., we invite all the community to come to the Octagon and stay with us and play with us and have some food and drinks and spend some time playing bluegrass with the kids.
And it's, it just brings people together. And, you start to know your neighbors. You start to understand what the needs are for the community and who has what and who can help who. And, you know, and it's just something sustainable for us that we really need here.
The curriculum is being put together with expert help from some professional educators in Nashville. So we're trying to have, you know, a really fun environment, but also to be very conscious of, you know, following good classroom protocols and best practices for education.
But for right now, you can sign up on the California Bluegrass Association website. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to helpsontheway2023@gmail.com.
We're delighted to be working with Valeria and Jason to kick off our pilot project right there in Gerberville.
So come to see the kids playing, show up and like bring some happiness.